Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Tom Lehman. He's a new friend, but not for long. Founding partner with Levine, Kellogg, Lehman, Schroeder, and Grossman out of South Florida. He's an award-winning attorney, and we're glad he's part of our world now. Tom, thanks again for being here. Folks, we've been talking about the challenges that small business sector has had in being locked down and being forced to by a state government, maybe a city government, to not go to their businesses. Tom, I was talking earlier on the show about people who locked their businesses up the end of March and literally did not go back to their businesses for weeks, months. And that's an unprecedented thing to happen, to tell a business that they can't serve customers and lock everything up. I mean, the implications, never mind the psychological implications and the collapse of the family, but the implications of all that on the business's finances creates almost as many different difficult scenarios as there are small businesses, up to and including bankruptcy. What do you think?
Yes, it's unprecedented. To go from operating normally to zero revenue is just a tremendous jolt to a business, and it's unprecedented. So that is an adjustment that many businesses, some may never survive. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit of what, or quite a bit of what the CARES Act was designed to handle, with the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. So that program was designed to fill the gap of no revenue. And that's what the government came in to do, and coupled it with an opportunity to have the loan forgiven. So it was really an effort by the government to fund these businesses that were faced with no revenue because they were closed down.
But what if, and I've talked a lot on the show about survival. Surviving is winning, but what if you try really hard to survive and you just can't make it? I mean, you just get so upside down that bankruptcy is your only choice. What are the implications of that in the whole shutdown era, the mid-pandemic, now post-pandemic era, and the PPP?
Well, there is a new bankruptcy law that's designed for small business reorganizations. If you believe that after the shutdown, you can restart and continue to operate, albeit at a very reduced level. And that was passed by Congress last year and became effective in February.
But which means it was pre-pandemic. This was in the works before we ever heard of COVID.
It was. It became effective, I believe, February 19th of this year. Mm-hmm. It was passed in the last Congress. And what it did was it tried to remedy the difficulty of small business people from being able to reorganize. The Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code has enormous hurdles that a company must go over in order to get a plan approved by the court.
And Chapter 11, folks, allows you to continue to operate, but hold your creditors off, as opposed to 7, which is where you just completely dissolve. Go ahead. Now.
Yes, Chapter 7 is a liquidation, and your company's assets are turned over to a trustee, mm-hmm, who is an arm of the bankruptcy court.
And so go ahead now.
Lose control
with the Chapter 11.
So, Chapter 11, here's what it did, and it certainly fits within the PPP program. If you find at the end of the program you don't get the loan forgiveness that you anticipated, And this new Bankruptcy Reorganization Act does two things, which are unprecedented. One is it eliminates the requirements that the plan that you propose is accepted by at least one class of creditors. In other words, you have to have an outside creditor buy in to your proposal. That's not required anymore. What is required is the bankruptcy judge needs to approve your plan. The second requirement is that you can pay creditors from your disposable income over a 3 to 5 year period. That's what's required. And disposable income is after, of course, you pay yourself reasonable compensation for your services, and you pay creditors. In essence, creditors are have an investment in the profitability of your reorganized small business. So it gives you an opportunity to prove yourself again to your creditors and give them a portion of the profits of the company that you operated. So it's
so do
it's
you,
a second
do you see
chance.
This, do you see this act. As – so this sounds like a way for small businesses who want to fight, want to keep fighting, who believe they have a model that is viable – to allow them to work their way out of bankruptcy instead of just throwing up in the towel and dissolving and walking away and go getting a job somewhere. This is a much greater
opportunity.
Yeah. That's good news, folks, and I'm glad to hear that they've loosened up some of those things, because there are plenty of people who fit that mold, but there are also plenty of people who probably should go ahead and throw in the towel. Remember what I said. A good enough business model. You've got to ask that question. Will my model work? And maybe that's the reason why I got upside down. Quick break. Right back with Tom Liebman after the break. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.